Xbox just announced the Developer Direct for 2024, and they have a handful of games that they're going to showcase, and one of them was a total shock to fans, and it's coming out this year. This is Colt Eastwood. Welcome back to the channel. Today, we're going to talk about the new Developer Direct and the Xbox Showcase for games and gameplay we'll see this year. If you end up enjoying this video, let me know by liking and subscribing to the channel. Hit the bell to be notified of new content, and let's talk about what Xbox has for Developer Direct. The Xbox Developer Direct is set for January 18th at 12 Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern. And Xbox says, you're about to get an exciting look at some of the incredible games ahead with Xbox as we present a new edition of Developer Direct. Fans will get an inside look at a selection of highly anticipated games coming to Xbox Series X and S, PC, and Game Pass. This means that the Developer Direct will be an entire hour showcasing just four games. One of those big surprises that was revealed for Developer Direct is Machine Games' Indiana Jones title. Now, this is a game that most fans didn't expect to come out until 2025. But here, we are going to see 10 minutes of gameplay. Xbox said, Indiana Jones by Machine Games, the award-winning studio behind the recent Wolfenstein series, will reveal their upcoming Indiana Jones game, an action-adventure that puts players in the leather jacket of the legendary archaeologist. Developer Direct will showcase more than 10 minutes of game and developer insights, including details about the game's setting and story, how fans will actually play as Indy, and additional details from his next globetrotting adventure and the premiere of the first gameplay trailer. This means with 10 minutes of mix of gameplay and developer interviews, it'll be a montage cut back and forth of what the game will look like while Machine Games and their studios describes the process and what they have planning for the game. But this is something that Todd Howard explained will not be just one thing. He said in a recent interview with Lex Fridman about Indiana Jones.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I have this idea that I pitched a long time ago, and they loved it. And again, the internal team that I had not only didn't have the time, they probably weren't as good a fit as Machine Games, who's done the Wolfenstein series, who is the perfect fit for this game with storytelling and how they record it. And they are, it's awesome. They're just doing an incredible job with that game. It's, people are going to be, if you like Indiana Jones, it is a definite love letter to Indiana Jones and everything with it. I would just say it is a mashup. It is a unique, it isn't one thing intentionally. So it does a lot of different things that, you know, we've, myself and Yurik and the folks at Machine Games have wanted to do in a game. So it's a unique thing.
This new Indiana Jones game that is a partnership with ZeniMax, Bethesda, and LucasArts has been in the works as early as 2009 and is set, according to Insider Gaming, to release in 2024. Another game that we fully expect to see at Developer Direct and is now confirmed is Obsidian Entertainment's Avowed. And Avowed will take us into Obsidian Entertainment in Southern California to see this massive RPG that is set in the Pillars of Eternity universe. Xbox says, the team at Obsidian will share the first deep dive into the gameplay experience fans can expect in Avowed, their upcoming fantasy action RPG set in the fantastical, vibrant living lands. Learn more about how Obsidian expertise in building worlds with deep themes, dynamic gameplay, and thoughtful reactivity come to life in Avowed, where players will have agency to make choices to shape every step of their adventure. Avowed is also set for 2024, and if you haven't had a chance, you should check out games like Grounded that actually show a great feature for RPG mechanics, armor and weapon smithing that hopefully is carrying over to the Avowed game, which will give you deep RPG mechanics, helping you build your character and get into this world and create melee-based combat, firearms combat, and hand-cast spells. Avowed looks very promising, and we'll see a good chunk of gameplay at the Developer Direct. Of course, we're going to see Hellblade 2 Senua's Saga from Ninja Theory, and they've been showing this game more than any other title in the Xbox platform. And Ninja Theory has been all over Iceland using photogrammetry, trying to capture the realism of this game. We've finally seen a great segment of combat from the Game Awards in December, and there is just a bit more they want to show for the game for mechanics and how we will play the game and how the world we will live will be interacted with Hellblade 2. Now, the difference here that you wouldn't see in most games is that I think experts will tell us that we should probably play Hellblade 2 in full cinematic mode. I think there will be a performance mode available, but a 24 FPS full cinematic mode at 4K would probably be one of the most game-changing experiences we'll have, as Hellblade, looking at this, looks completely realistic, like you're watching a full-featured movie. They've taken the time to create things like an emulation of film camera lens breathing, depth of field, and all kinds of motion features to make this game feel like you're playing in an actual full-featured film. But it's interesting to wonder about what else they can show us for Hellblade 2, and we'll finally get that release date, and I think that'll be at the end of the year, or maybe as early as mid-May. A big surprise to see Indiana Jones to be showcased and have that release date for 2024, something that I wasn't sure would actually happen after all the leaks and talk that's been going on. And Developer Direct 2024 looks like it's going to be even better than last year, where they showcased Forza and they showcased Redfall. This is just the beginning for Xbox as they get into mid-January with this Developer Direct, ramp up for the showcase in June, and have more to show for the game showcases at the end of the summer and something for the Game Awards. It looks like 2024 for Xbox, with their roadmap at this graphic here, there are a bunch of games that will most likely release in 2024. Now, there might be a couple games on here that won't release, like South of Midnight, but I'm hearing rumors that some of these games are quite possibly going to make the year. I think Xbox has really set up a great year for 2024, and if they keep up this track record of releasing great games, 2024 could be a year to remember. This is Cold Eastwood. Thank you so much for checking out this video. I'm really excited about Developer Direct, and I got a chance to talk to Xbox leadership back in June about the cadence of the events that they're showcasing, and I told them that having a Developer Direct early in the year, when normally news is really slow, has really been great, and the fans and the reception to it has been very, very positive, and they've taken that feedback, and here we have another one coming. I think the Developer Directs are going to be a normalized event that we can expect at the beginning of the year. I'm really excited about what they're going to show at the showcase in June, but these insights into the studios are a really good thing. If you ended up enjoying this video, let me know by liking and subscribing the channel. Hit the bell to be notified of new weekly content. If you want to further support the work we're doing here on the YouTube Cold Eastwood channel, you can do that by hitting the join button below, or you can join the Patreon. Either of those get you entered into early access for videos or for merch giveaways. And that also gives you different tiers and ways to support the channel. Thank you so much for those of you who are there and your names are emblazoned on the Ecstasy Podcast. That's our weekly show we do every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. There we'll talk about the news, and we're getting an inside track into what's going on with the games coming up and talking to people who are getting us ready for big surprises as they get showcased. So thank you for that. But I want to know what you think about Hellblade, Avowed, Indiana Jones, and Ara. Which one are you most excited about? Cast your vote in the comment section. Let me know. And while you're there, as I always say, be nice.